This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Hunt Emmerich, CPA with Parr Metals & Associates. Last week, we talked all about the different ways that you can pay your technician. We touched on some of your other employees, but this week, we're going to dive into the rest of your team. Should you pay your advisor off of sales? Should you pay your manager off of net income and everything else in between is what we're going to talk about this week. Before we get into that, I just want to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Remember, if you want your question answered on here or just have a question for me, shoot me an email at podcast@parmalis.com. Don't forget my new book, Beyond the Bays, a financial playbook for auto repair shop owners, which was inspired by many of your questions on here, is now available on Amazon for Kindle and paperback purchase. Want to talk to me about accounting and tax services for your repair shop? Shoot us a text at 301-307-5413. And last but not least, we cannot forget our dedicated sponsors. If you need to hire top talent for your top shop, give Promotive a call. And if you need to get your back office under control, give Wicked File a call now. It's time to hire a superstar for your business. What a grind you have in front of you. Great news, you don't have to go at it alone. Introducing Promotive, a full-service staffing solution for your shop. Let them do the heavy lifting and enlist your hiring partner online at gopromotive.com. Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. Just like I said last week, if you are going to be in Vision, and by the time you hear this, Vision is probably right around the corner if you are not in Kansas City already listening to this. But remember, if you want to hear more than you'd ever like to know about technician and any other kind of pay plans, come see us at Vision. Reed Mellis of the Parr Mellis & Associates is going to be teaching a class on all different types of pay plans, how to get into this, how to actually calculate some of the stuff we're going to be talking about. Join us if you are there. If you already signed up for other classes, but just want to stop by and say hi, follow us on Facebook, Instagram. We will post this. And love to kind of meet you there, either at the trade show or something else that we will do for you guys. Back to the originally scheduled content here. If you have not listened to last week's episode, go back and listen to it. I think it's good, but I think most of these episodes are good. There is no reason you got to stop listening to this right now. If you want to listen to this first, cool. This is going to be about everyone other than technicians. Go back and listen to next week. But for those of you that maybe haven't listened to last week's episode, this is the first time you're hearing this, remember why we're doing this, guys. And also remember that this episode is not meant to tell you how to pay your manager, because I have no idea how to do it. And arguably, most people that you talk to don't have an educated opinion either. I'm sure they have an opinion, but it's not going to be an educated one. We benchmark all this stuff, right? Like I talked about last week, when we benchmark our top shops, half of our top shops pay their technicians straight hourly or salary, and half of them have a commission-based pay plan. Same exact thing with advisors and managers. Half of my top shops pay their advisors and managers the same amount every single week, and they still have super high-performing, super productive shops. The other half of my clients don't. They have some sort of commission set up on here. But again, the whole idea, just like we talked about last week, is for you guys to open up your eyes to different things. Maybe you already have a pay plan set up and this is to enforce of what you're doing here, but probably go down through some little bit of tips and tricks of like, hey guys, this plan does work. Here are the things that you got to watch out for. And most importantly on this, guys, remember, these are human beings here. We cannot lose sight of what we're trying to do here. Because at the end of the day, we are trying to build these pay plans to motivate them. Just like we talked about technicians, we want technicians to do more work. So let's motivate them to do that. How do you know what motivates your advisors? How do you know what motivates your managers? Talk to them. If you want to encourage what they're interested in, then that's how you set up the pay plan. But for managers, advisors, it's a little bit different. You generally have a very, very set target for them already. Sales, gross profit, maybe net income. And how do we make these plans so that they not only motivate people to do what they want, but also get them to share in some of these benefits that they are creating? I cannot repeat this enough though, guys. Do not set up a plan without talking to them first. Figure out what makes them click. Figure out what's going on there. Figure out if they understand what your plan is from the get-go on there. And then these stuff come. these plans are generally a bit easier to set up than tech pay plans in some ways. Everyone on here either has no questions about their play plan or they want to set up a commission or performance-based play plan. And I'm going to show you how to do that. For those of you that already have one set up, like I said before, maybe there's some aspects of this that you didn't factor in, or maybe there's some options out there that you weren't factoring in as well. Again, just like technicians, there's an infinite amount of way to chop these things up. We're not going to kind of get into all of those. But the big thing I want to remind you of is we need to reward, penalize, motivate, compensate off of stuff that they can actually control. We did this exercise last week, and I kind of did this for technicians, but let's do it for advisors, managers, whatever. Let's say we're looking at a store manager. So last week we talked about this. Is total sales a good way to motivate or to do a technician pay plan? No. Technicians don't price this. They don't build the tickets. They don't generally select the markups. Motivating off of total sales is a pretty bad idea. Would that be a good idea for advisor? Yeah, probably. I even said, again, going farther on technicians, it's a bad idea to motivate on total labor sales because they don't control the pricing, just the hours. Now, on an advisor, would total labor sales be something to motivate them on? Maybe in some aspects, but it probably should not be the end-all be-all, right? Because labor sales is generally only half of what you're selling. We talked about it, you know, to kind of conclude all this with technicians. So does that mean we should pay technicians off of gross profit? And we kind of all agreed on this. No, we probably shouldn't. Flash forward to today, talking about this week on it. Yeah, we probably should be doing it off of sales. And if we're not doing it off of sales, probably on gross profit. And again, what is our managers, what are our advisors doing? They're trying to drive us net income. So yes, there is a way, and in some situation, an argument to incentivize people based off of net income. But whether you want to pay them off of sales, whether you pay them off of gross profit, or you want to pay them off of net income, the ideas are similar. And I want to go down through some of these examples to show you how you actually set this up for your team. We sit here now and you think to yourself, I got a team member and I want to pay him a commission-based play plan. You're going to have to figure out if you're going to pay him off of net income, sales, or gross profit, or some combination of them. Like I said before, you probably already have your preconceived notion of what you're going to do it off of. But hopefully going down kind of these three separate ways, you can see which one makes the most sense for you. Like a lot of times, this idea really came from a conversation that I was having last week with my client. I'll kind of go down through the whole story on this. Names have been changed. Amounts are kind of similar, but I made it a little bit easier for these purposes. But if you're one of my clients, you want to talk about this stuff, this is stuff we talk about all the time. And if your accountant isn't talking to you about this stuff, then maybe they just aren't familiar with this industry. None of these plans are really Hunt's plan that I've ever thought of. I mean, some in ways, shapes, and form, I guess they are with percentages. But really, I see a lot of very successful shop owners, and I ask a lot of questions. How do you pay a manager? What works? What doesn't? Don't think that this is me bragging about, hey, this is the way that we like to do it, or this is the way that should be done. This stuff has worked for other successful shop owners. Maybe it'll work for you. Okay? Maybe the story sounds similar to you. Maybe you don't have a kid in your business, but I think a lot of the other aspects does. And no matter what type of commission-based pay plan you're making, they all start with kind of the same foundation. I'm going to tell you the story and we will go from there. This client calls me up. His son essentially runs his shop. And so he says, Hunt, my son's been working with me for a number of years on this. He's been doing well. You know, a lot of the growth that we've been having on here is really credit to him. I'd like to give him a pretty big raise this year, but I want to make sure that it's off of some of the targets. And he made a certain line that said, as long as he, quote unquote, meets his targets, I want to make sure that he makes $200,000. Current business does around $2 million in sales, and current salary for his son is around 150 grand. Current target of where he wants to go is around $2.5 million. He wants another $500,000 in sales, and because of this, he wants to give his son $50,000 increase in commission. How to set that up, how to chop this up, he didn't really know. And so that's where we kind of took a look at this. The overall idea is pretty similar. I mean, this could get changed because if you have someone that is on full guaranteed base pay and you go to a commission-based plan, generally you don't just add the commission on top. Because let's just take a look at this example. This person is going to make $150,000 a year no matter what they do. Whether they go up in sales, the sales go to half, they're making $150,000. But also on the upside, if the sales go up, they start making commission. Just that in itself alone doesn't make a whole lot of sense. There should be some downside, there should be some upside. Most people do not have a plan where it just has upside. If you do worse than last year or even significantly worse, you're still going to make really good money. But if we all do better, you're going to make more. Don't see it in a lot of situations other than this one. He's family. He's going to pay his kid no matter what. If he wants his base to stay the same, but if he hits $2.5 million, he gets $200,000. We now have everything that we need to start building this plan. We know that the base, like I said, is going to stay at $150,000. Then if you're looking at this and we take a step back, you know, 60, 75%, that's generally the range you want on your base pay. If you have a base pay that's 50% of the whole commission package on it, the months that are down, you could have someone that's really starving or hurting for money. If you put too little on it and have it 90% base pay, they don't have enough motivation to actually change their behavior. What the percentage is, you know, depends on probably what the person is doing, how much, you know, they think they have control over some of those numbers. And then like this situation, probably how much you want to make sure that they're going to eat in a given month. So now that we got the base pay, we need to figure out the commission. So if we have $50,000 in commission, we know that it's going to be based on sales. We know what the total sales are going to be, and we know what the total commission is going to be. If we know that this person is going to make $50,000 off of $2.5 million worth of sales, then we can come up with a flat percentage that we pay him as a percentage of sales. So in this situation, if we take $50,000 divided by the $2.5 million in expected sales, we know that that works out to be around 2% of sales. The plan is, I'm going to pay you $150,000 base pay, and I'm going to give you 2% of sales. If you do what I expect you're going to do, which is going to be $2.5 million, you will make the $200,000 that we talked about. This is a real plan. My client is going to go to use this with his son. He had this exact same conversations on it. Big thing that I want to kind of unpack here, because I'm only going to say this once, you know, whether we do this over gross profit or net income, it's all the same idea. But when you're building this plan, you're forecasting out what this looks like. You're forecasting out what this looks like to figure out what these percentages are and to build this commission plan, but you're also making sure that this makes sense. The way that this plan works out, you know, it's probably doesn't have a huge downside, but if you just kind of, you know, shoot off the hip here and give out 5, 6, 7% of something that you haven't measured, what you might realize is if this person hits the target that I think that I want, I, as a business owner, end up making less money. Make sure that this plan works for you guys. First and foremost, it's your business. This has to make sense for you. And then secondarily on it, like I just said there, this plan has to be given to the employee in a way that they understand it. Why are we doing this? How can you have control over this? How are we going to measure this? And how are we going to pay this? We are doing this to motivate people. If they understand what their pay plan is and then knows that they can't adjust their pay plan, then they're probably not going to adjust their behavior. Shop owners, are you struggling to find and retain top-tier talent for your automotive shop? Introducing Promotive, on the web at gopromotive.com. With over 40 years of combined industry and recruiting experience, we're the ultimate staffing solution. We go beyond traditional agencies. Our team provides dedicated recruiters and account managers advising on processes, compensation, and benefits. We focus on placing technicians and service advisors with shops that offer the best culture, training, and long-term growth opportunities. Trust our experience to match the right talent to your shop. We carefully select shops that value employee excellence and provide an environment for success. Our dedicated team leads the entire process, leveraging our industry knowledge and expertise. Partner with Promotive and experience their advantage to help you build a high-performing team that drives your shop's growth. Visit GoPromotive.com today and let us help find and keep the best talent in the industry. Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files' AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today. Let's go to the positives and negatives of this pay plan. In some degree, paying based off of sales is probably the most popular way to add a commission-based sales plan in a repair shop. The major benefit off of this is sales is something you guys are familiar in measuring. Sales is something you guys are familiar in forecasting. And so is your counter and everything else. It's very easy to build. It's very easy to project. But also, it's very easy for you guys to get screwed on here. The biggest way that you guys can get screwed on this one is figure out what you're incentivizing here. You are incentivizing your team, your counter, your managers to drive sales. If sales are up, their pay is going to be up and your expenses are going to be up as well too. But remember, guys, sales don't pay your bills. Gross profit does. If I motivate people to go out and sell more, does that mean that they should be charging their customers more or I'm making more? If I'm motivating based off of sales, a $20,000 ticket with zero profit is paid out the same as a $20,000 ticket with 100% profit. You got to be really careful here. And this is where we generally don't see sales-based commission plans put in there without some sort of guidelines. And these can be limitless on it, but I'm going to give you a couple options that we generally see. So the first one, it has to do with the same idea, but instead of building that percentage off of overall sales, you do it off of a percentage increase. Like I mentioned before, the way that this pay plan is set up, if sales are exactly the same, while the commission's not going to be the full 50 grand, this person's still going to make a lot more money than they did last year. So what some of my clients would do is instead of saying, I'm going to give you 2% of overall sales, they might say, I'm going to give you 10% of the increase. He's expecting an increase of $500,000 in sales. If we have that increase, we will pay 10%, which is 50 grand. If you have zero increase, I pay you zero amounts. Similar idea on this, but make sure that the growth is in there. Also, sometimes there is a floor on sales. Hey, I'm going to pay you 2% of sales, but sales have to be above X amount a month. Really, you don't want to be paying out on sales where you know you do not have any profit dollars. Like I mentioned, remember guys, we do not pay our bills based off of sales. We pay them off of gross profit. So it's also very common to have some sort of gross profit floor. Most common one is probably some sort of percentage. I will pay you X percent of sales, but overall gross profit for the month has to be above 45%. You can always override this stuff, but again, you don't want to be paying out major, major percentages on money that you're not actually making. So whether you do it as a percentage, and some people do it as a gross profit dollar amount target as well. So Hunt, this sounds really like I could get myself into a lot of trouble if I'm just paying off a sale, so maybe I should just pay off a gross profit. Will that make this plan really confusing? We did with this with my client as well. And as you can measure this stuff and you're familiar with your financials, then measuring off a gross profit or net income shouldn't really be that much more complicated, but it's definitely going to change your numbers or change your allocation percentage. I actually ended up going down through this with my client. I'll show you how to do this off of sales. I'm going to show you how to do this off of gross profit. That right there in itself probably is a little bit of a clue that I will tell you. My client decided to not go off of a gross profit plan because his gross profit percentage and dollars are super stable that he did not think the added complexity was going to change the behavior or was ultimately going to negatively affect him. If you're sitting here and you're saying, Hunt, my GP percentage is set. My counter doesn't override this stuff. We always make 50% like clockwork on it. And I'm not that concerned about them gaming these tickets, then I probably wouldn't pay off a gross profit because you're adding complexity and hopefully not changing these people's behavior. Now, if you're saying, Hunt, if I give them a plan based on sales, they're going to game it, then hey, basing one off a gross profit is probably for you. How you do this is actually really, really similar, almost identical to what we just did on there with a slight difference in calculation. We still have the $150,000 base pay. We still know we're going to pay $50,000 in commission, but instead of paying that off of sales, we're going to pay it off of gross profit. And instead of knowing what our sales are going to be, we need to know what our gross profit is going to be. So in this client's situation, like I said, his gross profit percentage was 50%. So we know his gross profit is going to be 50% of his sales. So you probably won't be surprised to figure out when we measured all this, the pay plan looks very similar. Instead of saying, hey, we're going to give you $150,000 plus 2% of sales, we say we're going to give you $150,000 plus 4% of gross profit. If we end up hitting that $2.5 million at 50% gross profit, these plans work out the same. But paying off a gross profit means that if sales are similar and gross profit is down, we actually won't end up paying that full commission. The major benefit of that is just that. You aren't paying money when you aren't making money, or at least not gross profit dollars. The downside to this, though, is it is more complicated. It's harder to calculate, it's harder to forecast, and it is harder to measure throughout the year. And you guys might be wondering, but this is probably the biggest question that I get asked that I haven't answered yet this episode, but we are not going to be able to measure this stuff in just one place, or we can measure this in one place, but we can see these same numbers in multiple areas. And at the end of the day, your shop management software and QuickBooks should be speaking the same language, but are almost never going to give you the same exact dollar figure. I am a huge, 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 huge proponent of doing all of these plans based off of your shop management software. Your manager, your advisor, anyone else in there is probably making their day-to-day decisions off of their shop management software. If your QuickBooks is really that drastically different than your shop management software, then that is a separate issue. I think from a transparency level, a speed level, going off a shop management system just makes this so much, so much, so much simpler. And at the end of the day, guys, there is going to be some variables, but they're not material. If you're paying 2% of sales, even a difference of $10,000 in sales spread throughout the year is going to be a very, very, very minute change in your pocket or the employees. Transparency, speed, go off your shop management system. And if you're saying, Hunt, my shop management system is giving garbage information, then your commission plan is not the issue. Your shop management system is. Okay. We have one more issue here. These are all pay plans that we use on the counter. And this next one and the last one is almost never anything that we see for anyone outside of a manager. But Hunt, how can I pay someone a percentage of my net income? For every person that has asked me this, 95% of them have been left with a pay plan that has nothing to do with net income. Then I'm going to give you the same spiel that I give them. Do you actually want to pay that person a percentage of net income? You might want to motivate them whether you're making money or not, but do we think that it is fair to reward them and more specifically in this situation, penalize them if the net income is lower than what these targets are? And this is where I want you guys to really, really think about this. Is this person actually in charge of your net income, or are they in charge of your gross profit and you control all of the variables in between there? This goes back to the same idea we're talking about. How silly would it be to pay a technician based on your overall sales when they know they don't have control over it? It's just as silly to pay a general manager when they have zero control over your overhead. Now, we'll talk about some of those risks and rewards in a little bit here, but how we calculate this is actually very, very similar. We still have the $150,000 in base pay, and now we still have the same amount of commission. We know we want to pay them $50,000 in commission, but this time we know it's based off of profit. And in this situation, we do know what the profit's going to be. We work down through this and we expect a profit if he hits these targets be around 200 grand. And if we need $50,000 out of that pool, then we know we're going to give this person 25% of net income. This is the most fair way to do it with someone if you are going to share a percentage of your profit. But it is almost never seen and it is almost never fair. But why? So first and foremost, it is too complicated to motivate people. Think about yourself. Think about how much of an understanding you have of your financials and how much you know what the day-to-day movement of your business is really affecting net income. That was a bit of a tongue-in-cheek question to you, but guys, even you struggle with understanding your own finances. How would you ever expect some of your team to understand that? And sometimes they don't even see this stuff. Keep it simple. If they don't understand a pay plan or what their actions are going to do to change their pay plan, it is a pretty bad pay plan. But again, that stuff's easy. Let's not say these people are too stupid to figure it out. This next one or these next two is the real reason why we never see this. You as an owner are going to screw up this plan whether you know it or not. And either you're going to or the perception that you are is going to ruin it. Let's say that you want to go out and you want to buy, you know, a side-by-side for your business. We get the full write-off for it because you're pushing around junk cars, plowing a parking lot and stuff like that. $30,000 side-by-side and we got an $8,000 tax deduction by writing it off. All is well and good. Think your general manager would like that? Think your general manager would say, if you bought that side-by-side and I'm titled to 25% of the net income, then maybe I'm actually going to get a little bit screwed here. Stuff that you're going to be doing, whether you're trying to get the tax benefit of or you just think it's a good decision, is going to have a negative consequence on this team member. And if I go a step further on this and you say, well, Hunt, well, how about if I give them full control over their overhead? Do you want a business that you run or do you want a business that your general manager runs, especially if they're penny pinching, they're doing this based off their commission target? We've talked about this time and time again about advertising and controlling your overhead. If I have a manager that is super penny pinching and he says, you know what, I want to try to just get net income as high as they can, maybe they're going to cut things that in the short term are going to make me more money, but in the long run could destroy my business. Be careful with incentivizing people to have total control over every single direction the money goes out of your business. Can they have control over some of it? Sure. Do they generally have a control over all of it? Not generally. So why would you pay them based off of that? At the end of the day, maybe your general manager does have full control over your overhead. Do you think that they should still be on the same pay plan as your shop manager? Do you think that your sales team has total control on pricing, yet their pay plan doesn't have any consequences if they're giving jobs away? Is their pay plan to blame or something else? I don't know the answers to these questions, but hopefully this episode gave you some. As always, please share with friends. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Just want to say thanks for listening on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. You can find the rest of the shows on the new Automotive Repair Podcast Network app or on your favorite podcast listing apps. Thanks again for joining me on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Have a question for Hunt? Check the show notes for Hunt's email or text Parmelis at 301-307-5413.